Hi, this is really up high. Hi, my name is Shelby, and I'm an alcoholic. Thank you, Mark, for asking me to speak tonight. Very last minute. I really wanted to say no. My sobriety date is August 22nd, 2015, and for that, I'm super grateful. I have a sponsor. She knows she's my sponsor. We're pretty damn current, and I have a home group, and that is the We Care group. So those are my first little things that I got to get out of the way. It's always an honor and a privilege to speak for Alcoholics Anonymous and get asked to do anything. And I never thought that when I first got here back in 15. I didn't know what AA was about. I knew that I thought I knew some things, you know, and you didn't understand what I had been through. I don't know if I can trust you guys, but there was something in me when I came in 2015 that I was beat up. I was desperate and willing, you know. I was in a treatment center and in Palmdale because I'm not from Lancaster, thank God. I'm from Oceanside. Most of you guys know this. So it was a huge just change of everything. I only knew of Palmdale because of Afroman. You know what I mean? But I went to this treatment center and the owner was like, "How did you hear about us?" And I was like, "Google? Like, I don't know." And I was just so shell-shocked because I'd been living on the streets for over a year. And I come to this mansion, and they give me this blue book, you know. And I'm like, I'm not an alcoholic, bro. I need something else, you know, a different book. And he said something to me very profound. And he was like, I know it's Alcoholics Anonymous, but I'm just going to say this one time. He was like, "Did you like your dope cut?" And I said, "No, absolutely not." He was like, "Well, this is the uncut version of alcohol or of recovery." And he met me where I was. And that's when I knew I was right where I needed to be. I didn't know about the readings. I didn't know what you guys were talking about. I didn't understand anything because I knew nothing about sobriety. And so when I was asked to, you know, read a reading, I did it. If I was asked to do something, I did it. I was not the easiest person in treatment. I may or may not have threatened to smother all the girls with pillows because I live in fear at all times, and I found that out through my four-step. You know, fear, selfish, self-seeking, and dishonest, and super inconsiderate, right? And I had no idea fear was fueling me my whole entire life. And so I remember my first official day up in Lancaster, Palmdale, and thank God for H&I. Thank God for H&I. These two people came on a panel. He was my first friend in Alcoholics Anonymous. His name is Micah. And this wonderful lady named Lisa. And she had something about her, and I didn't cringe when she said the word God when she was on this panel. She was breaking down We Agnostics with him. And I saw something in her that I wanted that day. And when I got out of treatment, I asked that woman to sponsor me. You know, I could tell you what it was like. Dude, it was miserable. We're all in Alcoholics Anonymous right now. I'm pretty sure we know what it's like. But what got me here was that I was just telling my Aunt Judy this yesterday. We had a good talk, and she had never known what my reasonings were to get sober at the time. Whatever gets you here, right? I'm all about it. But it was my niece. You know, my brother was about to have his first kid, and I was like, I need to get sober for this baby. And if you are been around here enough, or you haven't and you're new, welcome, you're going to know nothing can keep us sober. Nothing can get us sober. God does, you know, and I had to find a God here, but that was my motivation to stay, and also the alimony for my ex-husband. You know, because I'm money-driven. I was living on the streets doing a lot of illegal things, and I needed some income, and he said, if you do this for 6 months, then I'll pay you your alimony. I was like, that's a good deal. Bet, not knowing this is a lifetime thing. And I was like, okay, well, that's cool. I got something way more than the alimony. But I remember, you know, coming to these meetings and being fresh out of treatment, and I had my sponsor. I'm working these steps honestly and thoroughly because that's what the old-timer said in these meetings, you know. I heard them down in rafters, and I remember everybody's like, oh, yeah, the problem. I was like, I just want to find out where I'm the problem. They're like, kid, if you stick around, you'll find out. And I just want to be in that four-step. I'm really grateful I didn't get into that four-step in that treatment center. I'm grateful I got in it with my sponsor because she didn't need anything from me. She didn't ask me for money. She didn't do anything. She just gave me her time and showed me what she was given to her. And we worked those steps honestly and thoroughly, you know. And I remember a lot of you guys know, if you've been around for a couple of years, there's a few of you, I would walk around with my bandana in my hair and my cutoff shirt, and I'd, like, be the outsider of outsiders. We're already outsiders. And You know, I would just watch people, and because I can't trust anybody, because I can't even trust myself, you know. And finally, it just happened. You know, I started talking to you guys, and I remember, God, it was about, I think it was 6 years ago, I was introduced to High Desert Big Book Group, like officially, because Aaron made me come to the anniversary dinner, and he was so nice to me. And I was one of those hecklers in the back before, and Joe would have to nudge me when I was newer, because I would be talking smack and being disrespectful to a meeting, and I didn't know any better, you know. And I remember when I started really having respect for Alcoholics Anonymous, because I come from a original home group, which is Into Action, and we were chaotic there, you know what I mean? We worked the steps, and honestly and thoroughly, and you know, quick. But there was something lacking in my sobriety and my recovery. And I found structure here, you know, and respect for Alcoholics Anonymous that I never knew. And so I've worked these steps with my sponsor. I take women through the steps, and I don't know what the hell I'm doing. You know, I'm like, what am I doing here? And I just go with it one day at a time. You know, I have been through so many things in Alcoholics Anonymous and through my 9 years of sobriety that I always said I would never stay sober for, you know. My dad died. That's it. I'm going to go. Instead, I ran to a meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous right after I found out, you know, because my feet have been trained, because I have so many amazing women and men in my life. You know, I got a divorce in Alcoholics Anonymous, thank God. That I knew I would stay sober from, for sure. But that was the most empowering thing ever, you know. I have all these amazing things, and then I meet my best friend in Alcoholics Anonymous. He becomes, you know, my best friend, my boyfriend, and now my husband, and who's my favorite person in the whole entire world. I never had that before Alcoholics Anonymous, you know. 9 years later, I still have not seen my nieces and nephews. Relationships don't always get repaired in Alcoholics Anonymous. For me, it hasn't. But I've gotten even a better gift, because you guys have taught me how to be a daughter. You guys have taught me how to be a sister. You guys have taught me how to be a wife and a friend. And I've actually have, you know, my sister wife in the room, and I've been able to be an auntie to her kids, you know, their whole entire lives. And that has been one of the biggest blessings ever, you know. But I wouldn't have any of this if I haven't worked the steps. And that's where it's at. The book is where it's at. Usually we have one right here. But if you're new in this room and you're struggling, dude, I get it. I struggle in sobriety all the time. My husband sees it. My closest friends see it. And they've seen me walk through some crazy things. I've had broken bones, afraid of relapse because of things. And none of that has happened because I have worked the steps and I found a God much bigger than myself, you know. I never thought in a million years that I would be standing in one, a meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous 9 years later, because I said I'm only going to be here for 6 months for some, you know, alimony. But I just wanted to be free, you know. I wanted to be free, and I got to learn how to be free here because of you guys, you know. Us women, we get to stick together and walk through things with each other, you know. And you guys were my family when I had nobody, and today I actually have not only you guys as my family, but my actual real family in my life, minus the brother, but that's okay. I have a freedom like no other, dude, and I can't describe it because I've never had it before, you know. It literally has been the best thing that has ever happened besides working with other women, to see the light turn on in these women's eyes. I can tell you that to see them stay sober and continuously give this away to other women, like I get to do with them, like my sponsor did with me. Dude, and she continuously does this with me. It's the most amazing thing. I highly recommend you guys try this thing. If you want to do some experimenting out there, go for it. I don't recommend it. It's pretty gnarly out there. I know where I need to be, and I need to fight for my sobriety more than I did when I was new. You know, I'm more desperate and willing for this thing than I was at my first 60, 90, first year. You know what I mean? I have a host of friends, and I have a freedom like no other, and you guys can have it too, but you got to do some steps here and do some work. So thank you for letting me share.